expectation for John Roy, R-O-Y, March 2050, address a letter, Dr. Page, 616-225-6064. Dear Dr. Page, follow-up for Mr. Roy, who has advanced renal failure, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, last visit in January. We did a FaceTime visit, urgent, in the company of wife and daughter. Since I saw him last time, he was admitted to Grand Rapids. From January the 21st to January the 31st, with decompensation of congestive heart failure, low ejection fraction, acute and chronic renal failure, underlying hypertension and sleep apnea, prior right-sided below the knee amputation, peripheral vascular disease, diabetes. There were electrolyte abnormalities with high sodium concentration, high phosphorus, high magnesium, and high potassium. He was released home and then readmitted to the hospital on February the 3rd until February 13, with severe weakness, coronavirus pneumonia, hypoxemia, was on oxygen, already resolved, aortic stenosis, all the other above medical diagnosis, released to nursing home, the Oaks, O-A-K-S, in Grand Rapids, doing salt fluid restriction, progressive weight gaining from 172 to presently 177, worsening edema, question abdominal distension ascites, no reported vomiting, dysphagia, no reported diarrhea, bleeding, no reported infection in the urine, cloudiness or blood, no incontinence names. He denies chest pain palpitation, presently no oxygen, no orthopnea, no cough sputum production. Next paragraph, present medications include aspirin, Lipitor, Faslo, Coric, vitamin D, Depakote, Hydralazine, Namenda, N-A-M-E-N-D-A, I-vitamins, and Demadex EPO treatment. Next paragraph, he looks comfortable, blood pressure at the nursing home 143/72, has dementia, no respiratory distress, he answers few questions, family complement all the other answers, he's overweight, distended abdomen, I don't see any facial asymmetry, no expressive aphasia. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistry is done through the nursing home facility, February 16, shows anemia 8.8, normal white blood cell, large red blood cells at 110, normal platelet count, a creatinine of 4.1 for a GFR of 15, a normal sodium, upper potassium at 4.9, metabolic acidosis 19 with high chloride 113, low protein, low albumin 5.3, 2.8, minor increase of bilirubin, other liver function tests not elevated, glucose 100. There was a note of nephrology when he was in Grand Rapids on January 30th. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 4-5. Next number. Congestive heart failure, systolic, diastolic, low ejection fraction with recent decompensation. The importance of salt fluid restriction diuretics presently every other day. They are going to notify me way tomorrow for further diuretic adjustments, potential dialysis. He looks to be in no respiratory distress, no oxygen, looks comfortable. Next number, anemia macrocytosis, EPO treatment, update iron levels, B12 folic acid. Next number, bone mineral abnormalities in relation to renal failure on phosphorus binders. Next number, update PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism and potential vitamin D125. Next number, monitor metabolic acidosis and potential replacement. Next number, monitor hyperkalemia and treatment. Next number, underline dementia. Next number, obesity. Next number, diabetic nephropathy. With proteinuria, I do not have updated levels for protein creatinine ratio, 24-hour urine collections to assess if there is nephrotic syndrome. Next paragraph comments, I discuss at length with the patient and family members what are their goals. He apparently will be released from the Oaks on the next 1 or 2 weeks back home. They are willing to do dialysis. We discuss the different options from home dialysis that probably will have many more advantages, but I'm not sure patient or wife will be able to do it. We discuss about in-center dialysis, if possible, an AV fistula placement. He is seeing cardiology, Dr. Albright, ALBRIGHT, March 6th, to see if he will tolerate an AV fistula placement. We discuss about starting dialysis based on symptoms from uremia or volume overload, pulmonary edema, the above potential treatment of those metabolic abnormalities. Continue the EPO treatment, ARANESP, ARANESP. His unit will be in Greenville. He probably needs to follow with the nephrologist in that area. I will help him until he makes the transition. They are going to call me with the new weights tomorrow to do some adjustments of diuretics. This was a very prolonged visit, all issues discussed. End of dictation.